Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Woo-hoo! Hey!
Woo-hoo! It is Monday, and I want to let you know we're the only destination for all the celebrity news that you can use, and we got a lot to talk about, so let's get to it. We got Heidi and Frank over there on the west side.
What's up?
Good to see ya.
Now, the big homie, Portia, and I mean that literally, she's out on maternity leave. So we have a friend to the show, Real Housewife, Eva Marcel in the building. What's going on?
Eva!
So later on, Jordan Woods has got some explaining to do and find out what she's saying the reason is for that whole Tristan cheating situation. But first, what's going on with you, Heidi?
Well, in Hollywood last night, it was Hollywood's prom night. I'm talking about the 91st Annual Academy Awards. And I will say, there were some kind of shocking twists and turns. We thought the best actress race was going to be between Glenn Close and Lady Gaga. But then, this happened. Take a look.
Olivia Colman. This is the first Oscar and nomination for Olivia Colman.
In this category with these extraordinary women and Glenn Close, you've been my idol for so long, and this is not how I wanted it to be, and I think you're amazing. I love you very much.
Her speech was everything.
Yeah, it was, but baby.
And they fooled y'all, huh? They had you thinking it was going to be Glenn Close and Gaga.
Yeah, she said it was an idol, right? But honey, I'm sure Miss Glenn would say, look, bitch, you want it, shut up. And
when Olivia got home that night, she found a bunny boiling on her stove.
Because I'm sure Glenn wanted it. She's been acting forever.
Well, she's dressed like the Oscar.
No, she's never won.
I don't think Glenn Close minded losing. I saw that her dress was made of like 4 million beads, and the thing weighed 45 pounds. By the time it came around, she was just too tired to get out of her chair. She's like, thank God, Olivia won. I can't get up.
I did not want to have to get up the stairs. Now, here's the thing. Out of nowhere, Green Book took Best Picture. And many didn't think that the story was accurately told from Mahershala Ali's character or his point of view. But the Oscars did award some of our favorites. I love her, Regina King. Brenda Jenkins from 227. She won a Best Supporting Actress Oscar for If Beale Street Could Talk.
Yes.
Rami Malek won Best Actor for Bohemian Rhapsody. And, of course, Mahershala Ali got Best Supporting Actor for The Green Book. So what do we think? Do we think the Oscars got it right this year?
Yeah, it was good for Black History Month, so that's good. I mean, you know, enough African Americans won. So
a lot. It was like record breaking for African American women in Oscar history.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, Regina King is one of my favorite actresses.
Oh,
so when she won,
too.
And then she had the trouble, you know, with that dress, and you almost saw Vagina King because that slit was so high on that dress. And she was like,
the Oscars also made history because this year's telecast was the first without a host, but rock legends Queen opened up the show and had everybody rocking out in their seats so much that you actually didn't even miss the opening monologue.
That's
now,
true.
But what we did have was a menage a ha. The funny ladies, Maya Rudolph, Tina Fey, and Amy Poehler came out to start the show, and the Academy probably should look at having them host in 2020 because they actually got the job done.
Well, they have such great chemistry anyway, so it's like they know each other so well with timing and all of that stuff, it's easy. I think where it's tough is when you put two people together who've never met before, and it's that awkward banter. Oh, is it you? Oh, it's you reading now, the teleprompter. Oh, that's my line.
You know, but there was definitely a lot of love in the air, and that could have totally been the theme of the Oscars, especially when Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper performed Shallow.
Ooh.
Now, take a look at the connection at the end of the performance.
Mm. In the shallow. We're far from the shallow now.
Woo! All right. he might be doing a little shalalalalalala.
Yeah, he went a lot deeper than shallow on that.
You can feel it through the screen, though. Like, it is so obvious.
You know, if I'm Irina Shayk and I'm in the audience and I see that car ride home is awkward.
So Spike Lee, after all his amazing movies, he finally won his first Oscar for adapted screenplay for Black Klansman, and then he went on stage and jumped right into the arms of his BFF, Samuel L. Jackson, and they've done a ton of movies together.
Here's what I love. He did, like, the kind of jump that all the girls on The Bachelor do. When they run to him.
Sam is in his 60s. He is too old to be picking up a big grown man like that.
Well, y'all, I guess it's easier to just blame it on the alcohol. Ooh, well, it looks like Jordan Woods finally came clean about why she risked it all and laid it all on the line by making out with Khloe Kardashian's ex, Tristan Thompson. Sources claim she has been begging her ex-bestie Kylie Jenner and Khloe for forgiveness. And while she admits she made a stupid mistake, she's blaming it all on the alcohol, y'all.
Anything can happen.
Okay. That's right. Sources claim Woods is telling people she was so blacked out drunk, she don't even remember making out with Khloe's ex, Tristan Thompson. And word on the street is she found out the next day what she had did, and she was devastated.
Oh. But even if, let's say Jordan is using alcohol as a defense, that's not going to work in any relationship. Even if your man's like, baby, I cheated on you, but I was wasted. I don't really remember. You're not staying with him.
But men do it all the time. Yeah, they cheat on their women and wives and stuff, saying they was drunk and the woman take them back. So why she can't do it?
No, but the truth
that
comes out when you drink, that's why it's called truth serum. So you did what you really wanted to do that you didn't have the guts to do when you were sober. So you get drunk and all your inhibitions come out.
No, but I guess Jordan's not a big drinker. I guess she barely drinks.
So a lot of lightweights out here.
Maybe they were doing shots of tequila. She's not used to that. Next thing you know, she's making out with Tristan. Come on, give her one.
Well, see, the insult is the fact that they know each other. I think if Tristan had cheated by kissing a girl, it would not be as bad as if the girl was a childhood friend.
But
that's not wrong.
But this is why I'm going to co-sign what Brad said recently, that all of this is fake. Because when you've had a reality show that's been on TV for, like, I don't know, 100 years.
And ratings are down.
You run out of storylines.
You do.
So you don't have a miscellaneous person be under contract.
That's
but
right.
You do got Jordan Woods because she belongs to the house or something.
Yeah.
So you
Jordan
kiss on her.
Yeah, she done walked away with a million-dollar check. Okay. Yeah. She took one for the team.
But then if that's the case, Brad, then you say, hey, it's a lie. We just hugged.
No, you take one for the team if you paid a couple million.
She said that.
Right. Moving.
But she may have had that. I had a T-shirt back in the days. It said, instant slut, add alcohol. So she may have had her shirt on like that. And honey, he probably just decided to do it.
What do you mean back in the day? You mean yesterday?
Well, speaking of the Kardashian debacle, I guess the old saying has some truth. Be careful of the women you bring around your man.
Well,
yes.
If you're with a guy you don't trust, I guess.
Right.
You gotta be careful of the women you bring around. You know that's
right.
True.
Not everybody
yes, it is.
I trust.
Well,
yeah.
In a special edition of the OG Chronicles, Gayle King sat down with her bestie, Oprah, and took some questions from readers about life and love and friendship and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And they were on their Holland Girls trip.
Yeah, the
cruise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So when they got on the subject of friendship, the dynamic duo was asked, do you keep your original circle, or do you keep adding, or do you stick with your old friends? This is what they had to say.
I think it's hard to meet new friends.
I think you may be scarred because remember you had that friend who slept
yes.
with your husband, and when you found them with your husband, you said, I thought you were my friend.
Yeah, and she said, I never liked you.
Did Gayle say that, and Oprah implied that there was another girl in the group of Gayle and Oprah that ended up sleeping with Gayle's husband, and then that girl said, Gayle, I never liked you anyway?
Yes.
Is that what happened?
Yes, it was one
wow.
of their
yeah,
friends.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
I keep my circle small, honey. I ain't trying to. A woman by the name of Stephanie Mills wrote the song, Keep Away, Girls, This One's All Mine.
So, Frank, would you be mad if Heidi took your wife away?
Please, someone
no.
take my wife away. If you can wake her up, take her.
I'll pack right. all her things. Take her.
Listen, I've heard stories about her. I don't want her. You take her.
Yeah, the way you talk about it, don't nobody want her.
He gives like a Yelp review every episode.
Yeah.
It's like you bring her value.
I put her on the curb right. and the sign says free on it. No one takes it.
Up next, find out how Kanye West took church to a whole new level. Be right back.
Dish Nation.
Hey, Crack, you know who's scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Well, you or any of our viewers don't need to fear the IRS.
And why is that?
Well, listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
That's right, free. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop the added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Well, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So to all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. Time is limited. This information is free. The consultation, free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Now give it to them again, head crack.
Don't mind if I do. 1-800-506-5803. I got y'all. It's 800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Kanye West be in the process of becoming Pastor West? Kanye West has been holding Sunday sermon gatherings in the hills of Hollywood, and honey, the clips of the service have gone viral. Let's just say if Kanye had a church, it would be super lit. Oh. Check this out. I just want to feel liberated.
Somebody was saying something?
The pastor had the microphone. He was singing the song.
They were praising the Lord.
Did y'all feel the spirit from watching that?
No, not at all. Oh. And then the other one, they had the white guy doing all that stuff. That was mocking black people in church. I would not go there. That's ridiculous. No.
He was really into it. He was into it more than the other people.
I think it was fabulous.
Well, my thing is, if you're going to have me, I need to see Kim praising him. Where she at?
Who? Kim ain't got to be in church for you to praise the Lord.
She's definitely not going to be in the choir.
She need to be praising.
Not on the outside church.
And, you know, and I think the cool thing about, like, with people, like, you know, being more, like, young and aggressive, like, you know, like, with the church music, it bring more younger people in.
Because,
like, a lot of times at these churches, the medium age be 60.
Yeah, exactly.
Your congregation dying out.
I don't like that. Everybody talking about young people got to have all this secular stuff to bring it. Didn't bring me in. I went in on what they had.
Okay, but Gary, you were born in what year? People like Justin Bieber, look at them, and Megan Goods. They're younger people that have declared their love for the Lord and are very vocal about it in their talent. I think it's dope.
Yeah, and I would go to Kanye Church with that red hair.
What is wrong with that man's hair? The first lady at your church got red hair.
What? Ooh. No, ma'am, Nisa. Now, you're talking about a Christian woman.
So send you to Kanye Church, and hopefully they're baptizing people that day.
I'm saved before I go to Anfield with the Holy Ghost.
They're going to keep you in that water.
Is that what you feel with?
It's going to start boiling.
Well, since we talk about church, let's tell you about our boy, Chad Ocho Cinco Johnson. He is out here blessing people. On Friday, Chad tweeted, "How's everyone's Friday going so far?" And a follower tweeted back, "Facing eviction." But it's Friday, so. So guess what he did?
What?
Chad replied, "Show me the notice and I'll take care of it." So, of course, the fan posted his eviction notice, and Chad immediately paid the outstanding rent balance to the landlord.
Wow, that was nice.
Yeah. But can't we know how much it was?
Oh, we'll tell you in 2 seconds. Fan was so shocked he posted the PayPal that Ocho Cinco sent, saying he owes him his life, and Chad responded and said, "Next time we fall behind on rent, to play me in a game of FIFA for the balance." And he got the whopping sum of $1,507.
Nice.
He did not skimp on the 7 cents, because he could have just did it for even.
Yep, and made him pay the 7 cents himself.
Yeah, you could assume he would have.
That was so sweet. Mm.
That is so dope.
I just think he did it to try to get Evelyn back. I'm sorry, because Evelyn was in the news recently for the wonderful thing she's doing, and I just think he just did that to try to make himself relevant, because Chad hadn't been relevant in a while.
I think he actually just wanted to help somebody, and that's kind of commendable. Mm.
Now, Gary, if one of the Dish Nation cohorts fell on the struggle bus, right, would you help us out? Mm.
It depends, because each one of y'all would have a stipulation.
So if I needed money on my power bill, what would you do to help me out?
It depends on how much it is. If it's more than $200, honey, I would give you $50. So.
But if I don't have any of it, not one drop, you wouldn't pay it for me $200. If you had it?
No,
$200, Gary?
Girl, $200 is a lot of money.
No.
You don't even get
me and my baby just
doubt?
Don't have no lights, and you got fancy shoelaces.
A woman should never be broke, especially if y'all 200. Y'all should never be broke.
That's your matter, but what if we need you, Gary?
Anyway, honey, up next, honey, we're going to take a look at all hot and not so hot Oscar fashions, honey. You don't want to miss it, baby. So come on back, and we'll tell you all who was fabulous. Dish Nation.
We are already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, hey, hey.
And y'all know it's time for...
What the Fashion?
So, honey, now you guys know that the Oscars, honey, took place last night, and we have to talk about some of the celebs' best and worst, honey, red carpet looks. And in honor of the late Joan Rivers, who needs the fashion police, honey, right? All right, honey, so first up, honey, we have the lovely Miss Regina King in an Oscar de la Renta dress.
Great look.
Great look.
Not
great
complicated. Look. Showing off a little bit of leg. The sex appeal is in there. I like it.
I'm going to say, it's a great look, but it really hurt me.
Why?
It hurt you? To look at her and her beautiful leg with that tattoo just stamped on her foot.
What's she supposed to do with the tattoo on her foot?
She should have put makeup on
her.
No,
she shouldn't.
Oh, no,
Gary. That's the whole point of the tattoo, is a self-expression.
But anyway, next, honey, we have actress Linda Cardellini. Now, she was in the movie, honey, Green Book. She's wearing a beautiful dress by Sky Perrielli.
Now, this one, you can call the fashion police for this.
Yes.
This remind me when I'm sitting in my car wash, the automatic car wash, and the things come fluffling around to wash my car.
It's like Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah,
exactly. It looked like tissue, like they made out of tissue. It just doesn't, I mean, she could have done better, honey.
I think I'm going to call the fashion police.
Yeah, I think I'm going to call them, too.
Lastly, honey, now we have Miss Lady Gaga, honey, in Alexander McQueen. Look at Lady. Now, bitch, this is an Oscar dress.
No. Okay, so I'm here for the hair, I'm here for the makeup, and I'm here for the silhouette-ish. But just this whole ballooned-out hip, she did this already. This has been so, it's so Gaga. It's like very 2007. I'm over it. People.
I think she looks good.
Yes, what is Oscar-worthy?
It looks like she actually has 101 Dalmatians. I'm calling the fashion police.
But that's coming from a man from the hood, so you don't...
And what
I am
are
a self-admitted
you?
Uncultured lout.
Well, guys, those celebs' red carpet looks are great and all, but did you see what country singer Kacey Musgrave wore? She wore this light pink Giambattista Valli dress, and it has everyone talking. Tell me what y'all think.
I'm here for it.
She's like a piece of damn cotton candy.
Kind of like a Russian doll. You peel a layer, there's another layer, there's another layer under the layer. Like,
are you calling the police or what?
I'm calling the police because it seems like that is Nicki Minaj's dress.
Oh! Well, she's fashion worthy. She looks amazing. Honey, I love the way the hat snatched back. She gives me a little like chignon. She looks good.
Chignon. So. Okay, we agreed on something, Gary.
Yeah.
Okay.
And lastly, Broadway star Billy Porter's red carpet look. He was in a custom Christian Siriano tuxedo ball gown. Tell me what you think, honey.
I'm calling the police, I'm calling the gang, I'm calling the armed guard, I'm calling everybody.
You would, but he is pushing the envelope with this, she and he wore this to a T. I'm sorry. It's very different. It's like,
The only thing that makes this okay is if he's sneaking his friends in under that dress.
I would probably wear it. It just depends on the event, maybe.
The Oscars.
Or the Oscars. I mean.
Well, up next, Tamara Mari shares that she drank her sister Tia's breast milk.
Yeah.
Heidi and Frank have all the details on that. Come right back. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, I've heard of people, you know, seeking out weird remedies to get well when you're sick. You're sort of desperate. You'll do anything. But this one, you're going to love this, Frank.
Oh, yeah?
This one's odd. I don't know. See what you think. But Tamara Mowry recently drank her twin sister, Tia Mowry's, breast milk. She was feeling very, very sick.
From the tap.
Stop it. She had a bug, and she was trying to get over the bug, and she knew her twin sister was breastfeeding. So she took a sip, and she said it's the best milk that she's ever had. Take a look.
Oh, my gosh. Tia, this is amazing. Your breast milk is the best milk I've ever tried in my life. Oh, my God.
I want proof. I want milk mustache.
Wow. You don't want to believe that this happened?
I don't think it did. Because I never heard of that before. I mean, I've heard other remedies for a cold.
Babies.
Like if you put an onion in your sock or something like that.
What?
Right? My dad used to, like, give us a shot of whiskey and put us in a sleeping bag and zip it all the way up and then slam us against a tree. And he'd say, how you feel now? We're like, we're fine.
kid. We're fine. We'll go to school.
Every time my mother was feeling a little down, my dad would say, hey, Sandy, you want some white root and ball tonic?
What's that? Oh.
Yeah, we didn't know what it was as kids either.
And you know what?
When we got sick, I'm like, hey, Dad, can I get some white root and ball tonic? He's, here comes a sleeping bag.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.